Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. I have a mixed topic today, two segments. I think they're both interesting because they both come from the newspaper. Now, I read the Wall Street Journal most days, and I generally find a couple articles that are of interest. It takes me about a half hour to read the Wall Street Journal, and then I cut out or tear out a page an article that I'd like to read at greater length and take more time. So I read that later in the day or in the evening. But I also read the local newspaper just to kind of catch up with what is going on locally. It takes me about 3 to 4 minutes to read the local newspaper. So I don't spend much time there. But on the topic of the Wall Street Journal, I recently came upon an article, which is actually a review of a book. Katie Couric, you probably know her as a newscaster and a journalist for many, many years. And she wrote a book. This kind of summarizes her life in politics and in journalism. It's kind of a memoir entitled Going There. And I was struck by this particular article because of something she said at the end of the article as she kind of summarized her life but also gave advice to all of us. Now, Katie Couric is not a particular fan, or I'm not a fan of hers. I found her to be kind of snippy, sarcastic, arrogant, critical, besides being very liberal politically. So I didn't particularly enjoy listening to her or reading her articles, although I did from time to time read what she had to say. She's one of those voices you listen to, whether you like it or not, because she always had some comment and had some advice and some perspective that was worthy to consider, even if you didn't agree with her. So at the end of this article about her book and about her life, author says this, what advice do you have for us? And Katie was then given opportunity to pontificate on advice that she might give the rest of us based on her life. She says something very important in the beginning of this particular paragraph. I think cream rises to the top. Now that's an old phrase, and it's an old phrase my father used to use all the time. Cream rises to the top. The better part, the stronger part, the healthier part, the richer part, the great advantage rises to the top. So here's what she went on to say. Learn your craft and continue to improve. Great, great point for all of us. Whatever our craft is, whether journalism or interviewing or on television or radio, or you're a plumber, you're an electrician, or you're into politics, or you're into writing, or you're into some form of media, whatever it happens to be, learn your craft well. Learn all aspects of your craft, and then keep on improving. Keep on learning more. Keep on applying more. Keep on keeping up to date with what's going on in your particular field. Very good piece of advice. Here's the next point that she makes. Cover all kinds of stories. And then she went on to say, I'm 5 miles wide and a half an inch deep. Here's what she meant by that. Now, she writes stories, so obviously she wants to cover all kinds of stories. But for us, cover all areas of your work. Cover all areas of your interest. Cover all areas of your employment. Cover all areas of your family life. Cover the interests of your friends, of your family. Be broad in your knowledge and your interest. You don't have to know a lot about everybody, but know a lot of people, know a lot of things, know a lot of topics, even if you don't know a lot about them. So cover a lot of stories in your life. Read and learn and understand just a lot of different topics and issues and areas of life, even if you don't know it in detail. Of course, you went on to another point. Be a jack of all trades, or be a Jill of all trades. In other words, know enough to be able to do something, to accomplish something, to participate in something, to talk about something, to carry on a conversation about something, to help fix something. In other words, know a little bit, even if you don't know it in great detail or you're not an expert at something. Then she goes on to make another point. Learn something new every day. Learn something new every day. Now, when I read the Wall Street Journal, I read my local paper every day, Yeah, there's something that I learn every day from that. I pick up something, and I usually integrate it into my conversation with people throughout the day. I'll ask them if they know about this, or they've heard about this, or ask them their opinions, or their reactions, or what their thought was on, you know, and so on. It's conversational, but it's something that gives you a spark. It gives you interest in the life of other people. It causes you to learn about other people, causes you to be interested in other people, causes you to learn in different topics, and to spread your interest. Learn something new every day. And then she went on to say this, expose yourself to all kinds of fascinating people and ideas. Fascinating people and fascinating ideas. Expose yourself to them. Meet people. Introduce yourself. Go talk to people. Bring people into your life. Go where people are. Attend social events and public events. And introduce yourself to somebody. Get talking to somebody. Have a few questions that you can ask anybody. Where they call home, that might be a question you may want to ask them. What do they do for a living? What are they doing now? What's something of interest that they've entered in the last 6 months of their life? What new? There's a lot of things you can ask. A lot of things that you can do to generate conversation. Meet fascinating people and expose yourself to fascinating people and fascinating ideas. And then she says this. Think about ideas and inventions. You know, come up with something that you think would improve the world. Invent some kind of a new bicycle. Gotta create some kind of an invention of a part to a car or some kind of area of life that you are acquainted with, your own work, your own occupation, your own profession. Invent something. Invent a game that people can play. Invent some kind of a table game. Invent some kind of a video, if that's your interest. Get involved in ideas and policies and ideas and invent things. And then she says this, be insatiably curious. In other words, always be looking for something new. Always trying to understand something. Always trying to explore something. Expose yourself to something new. Be curious. Be asking questions. Be open to new information. Love learning. Love learning. You'll be curious. She says, you know, if you do this, it's kind of like going to graduate school. Going back to education every day of your life. So live that kind of life that Katie recommends. That she tried to live. That made her great in her field. It made her a person of great interest, and that millions of people would read her articles and read her ideas. So you can do the same. Take some of the ideas that she has just now shared and incorporate them into your life. Now, before I end, here's one more point. In the Wall Street Journal, I found a little article about encouraging reading. You know, it caught my eye because I like to read now. I didn't read as a kid, by the way, but now I like to read, and I read a book or an article or a newspaper or magazine, kind of all the time. I got something going all the time. Now, I don't read a book from beginning to end. A book, I may read the last chapter or the last couple chapters. I may read the last chapter, then go to the first chapter, then go to a middle chapter and get the essence of the book, and maybe that's enough for me. There's no magic. There's no rule that says you got to read a book from the beginning to the end. You can read a book from the end to the beginning. Skip around. Whatever you seem to enjoy and whatever seems to be of interest to you, pick up that part. Go through the table of contents and read the chapters that seem to be of interest. And then you're done. Now, here's the distressing point about this particular article. Compared to 2016, and the period of time from 2000 to 2016, that 16-year period of time in there, as compared to now, 2021, the American person is reading 2.5 books less per year than they used to read. In other words, we're reading less. We're reading now something like 12 books a year. Where it used to be 15 books a year. We are reading much less. Men are reading less. Women are reading less. College graduates are reading less. Young people are reading less. Kids are reading less. All people are reading less than they did just 10 to 15 years ago. So here were a couple ideas that the author proposed. And, you know, they were simple, but maybe this is something that could get you going again. If you dropped out of the reading group, get back into it. If you dropped out of having a book around, get a book and put it out there. Because the first rule of reading is get a book. You know, get a book. Get a book that interests you. Not a book that somebody else wants you to read or you heard about from somebody else. Get a book that interests you. Whenever you hear about a book or whenever you see an ad or something like that in the paper or a magazine about a book that strikes your interest, get it. Get it used and get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Don't buy books new. Buy them used. I have a rule. I go to Amazon, I go to Barnes & Noble of a book that I'm interested in, and I look to see if it's $5 or less. And if it is, I buy it. If it's not, I wait until it goes down. I get another book that's $5 or less. So you pay $5 for the book and $2 for shipping, and you've got about a $6 to $7, $8 investment in a new book that's of interest to you. Learn the process of buying books used. Spend $5 or less on any book that's of interest to you. Okay, that's number one. Don't read the books that you just have around by your bedside or in the bathroom or around your house. Don't read the books that are just there. Read a book that has come to your interest, come to your attention, come to your knowledge, and has sparked your knowledge now. Get into the new stuff, not the old stuff, unless it's something that you're doing research on or whatever. Okay, here's the third point. Get a reading chair. Get a chair that's comfortable. Not a chair that you'll go to sleep in, but a chair that you will read in. It's got good posture. It's got good comfort. It keeps your head up and allows you to enjoy the act of reading without falling asleep. Here's the next point. Bury your cell phone. Put it in another room. Put it in a different location. Don't let it tempt you. If you're going to read, read. And leave your phone away. Put it somewhere else. Don't let phones interfere with reading, because you know what will happen. You'll have more interest in your phone than you will in reading. Okay, now that's what the author said, but I'm going to add a couple points to it. And here's my point. When you read, commend yourself, reward yourself, praise yourself, give yourself a treat, do something that you enjoy. Say something to yourself about you just read a chapter, or you read a book, or you finished a book, and how good you feel about that, and you're proud of yourself, you know, for that. Make sure your book is self-selected. You select the book. Don't let somebody else select it for you. And read on some of the current events in your life. What's going on in your community? What's going on in your life? What's going on in your interest level? What's caught your attention recently? Read on that. If politics are now of interest to you, read in the area of politics. Nothing wrong with that. And set a goal. Read at least one more book than you usually do. Two more books than you usually do. Whatever you read, read just a little bit more. That's the goal. So there you are. Pick up a book. Add a book to your life. Incorporate a book into your life. You'll be better for it all the way around. Anyway, thanks for joining me, and let me recommend to you to go to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Several books that I've written are available there. Look them over and pick one that might be of interest to you. Lessons from My Father might be a good little book just to read and give you a start. Simple little book. If you're depressed or you have kind of emotional depression, pick up the book on depression that I've written. Might be very helpful to you. So, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Bye for now.